Good afternoon, A1.
It's not afternoon yet, is it?
Oh, well, it's close enough.
So I got an update for you. Do you have about 3 minutes?
I do.
Perfect. So I'm sending you an email. I got the approval reactivated. There's a few things we're doing, and I'm going to send you an email. I just want to walk you through step by step. So they'd like you to sign what's called a cross guarantee for A1 SiteWorx, since both companies are intermingled. You're the only one that needs to sign it. It's a fax document, and it says that if A1 doesn't pay, that we can ask A1 Site to pay. It's pretty standard. The second thing, the vendor invoice. Since we are at the approval limit on this specific approval, there's this, you know, you paying the taxes. Since this is a finance agreement, not a lease, the bill to and ship to is your company. So I'm waiting for clarification on how, if the vendor, if they pay us, if the vendor pays, I'm sorry, since the vendor is the billing into shipping to you, since you're paying taxes, if it makes more sense for you to just send them like a photocopy check, or if they can send invoice you separately for taxes. I know the vendor has their own system, so I'm waiting on clarification on that. That's on my side. I'll have an update in about an hour or two, I think, at most 3 to 4 hours. Last thing, we're going to do what's called pre-funding, which means we're going to pay before all the collateral is delivered. What I think is most appropriate here is this. With this specific vendor, what we like to do is we like to pay vendors before shipment, because the problem is that there can be a huge gap between when a vendor invoices and actually delivers. And when money changes hands, that's when we can commence the transaction. So I think what I'm going to do on this transaction after this funds is I'm going to get, you know, your rep on the phone and say, hey, look, on all future transactions, we need to pay you guys before shipment so this issue doesn't come up. So if there's any delays or anything like that, you're not going to have to be worried about getting your approval reactivated. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, all okay. They have to do is get us an invoice.
Correct. But that's some of these vendors, you know, they don't want to do it, and that causes these issues. There's last thing is, on your file, just because it's at the approval limit on this specific program, they have what's called a standard site inspection. My credit department is trying to waive that because it would be impossible for us to all go view all these bins at the same time. And I don't want someone to call you in a month and have 18 bins out and try to go track them all down. So we're trying to get that waived, okay?
Okay.
So I'm shooting an email what I need on your side and just on this one. And then I'll be in touch with you in a couple of hours. On a side note, I know you're okay getting all this equipment to your location in Charlotte. Like I said, this can't go to other locations. But in the future, if you want to start moving equipment to different locations, let's just make sure we get some kind of lease agreement in hand so that issue doesn't come up, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.